Hello and welcome to Class 2 in Module 3 of Slow Down and Tune In, which is all about becoming intuitive and receiving guidance. This is what we've been building to through all of the work that we have been doing in this course. We've been building up to this point where you start to make the shift out of being guided by your mind, your fear-driven thoughts, your limitations, your logic, and where you start to be able to tune in deeper and be guided by your intuition, your deeper inner wisdom, to know that you are always being guided, to know that there is a voice that you can tune into that will give you the clarity and answers you're seeking, that will give you love-driven encouragement and support when you need it. So at this point, this is about really awakening and deepening your relationship with that inner guidance, believing in it more deeply, trusting in it more deeply, consciously working to create a relationship with it, and starting to let it really guide your life as you're making choices, as you're moving forward, and as you're stepping into the unknown as well. That little inner voice, that intuitive inner whisper, is going to be really important as you move into different phases of your life where you're in the unknown, because it's going to help you feel safe and taken care of and guided and supported through big challenging times and through times where you're in the unknown. And we'll talk more about that in our next class as well on surrender and trust. So let's get into what we have to dive into in today's class. We are going to be talking about why everyone is intuitive, why we all have the ability to access inner guidance. We're going to talk about the key characteristics of intuition and what it looks like to live intuitively. I'm going to share 10 ways to build and strengthen a connection with your intuition. We're going to talk about the importance of making space, you know, all the slowing down work that we started doing right at the beginning, to help you get into receiving mode so that you can be hearing your guidance. Because it's never that your guidance isn't there, and it's never that it's not communicating with you. It's just that you may not be able to hear it if there's a lot of noise going on in your mind. I'm going to help you also decipher the difference between your ego and your intuition and how to make intuitive decisions as well. So the first step here is to really acknowledge and start to believe that you are intuitive. Do you believe that you're intuitive? Do you see yourself as someone who is intuitive, who has the ability to access intuition, to be guided, to sense and pick up on things maybe before they happen, to maybe get insights and wisdom around things, to maybe just have an inner knowing or a sense around things? Every person is intuitive. This is like our sixth sense. We all have the ability to tap into higher forms of guidance, to our own higher guidance. And all of us, from my perspective, and I've been sharing a lot of my philosophies through this course, all of us are much more than just a physical human being, and I believe our intuition is our higher self, our soul, communicating to us and guiding us and helping lead us through our lives and leading us to live in alignment with a divine plan as well. So I see it as the part of us that we can tap into through our energy, through our feeling, through our senses that are beyond just the basic human senses, but are more about what we intuit. We just know, we have a gut instinct, we just have a sense around it. So I believe this is how our spirit communicates with us, our soul communicates with us, is through our intuition. And like I said, we all have the ability to do it, and I want you to begin with just believing that you are intuitive, that you can receive intuitive guidance, that you are supported and guided, and that I'm sure this has already been working in your life. Can you think of times where you just had a knowing around something? Can you think of times when you thought of someone and then they phoned you? Can you think of times where you just had a feeling around someone, you just felt like you needed to check in on someone, and then you realized they were going through a really hard time and actually really needed to hear from you? Have you ever had to make decisions where logically you can see one decision you should make, but every cell in your being and in your body is saying, no, this is the right path? Even though it doesn't make sense, even though it seems risky, even though it seems crazy, you just know. Or have you ever met someone, and as soon as you saw them, you just like we're going to be friends, or wow, like you're my soulmate, or have you ever had those feelings? And this is a type of knowing that defies logic. This is a type of feeling and a knowing that can't always be explained and described to other people. Intuition is very intangible. It's invisible. It's energetic. And so it's very hard to describe. And I think it's a very personal experience as well, how your intuition feels in your own body, what that knowing feels like, how it communicates to you. But I want you, if you take one thing from this class, to start to believe that you are intuitive, that you can receive intuitive guidance, and that you are always being guided, and that you have your own personal inner guidance system that you can tap into that will give you unique answers to your situation. And again, if you take only one thing away from this course, I want it to be that you are deciding to become the authority on your own life, where you tune into yourself for your answers, for what you're seeking, for your love, for support, for encouragement, for guidance, believing in just how wise you are, and maybe not you as your human self, but that you have access to a very wise energy and part of you, a higher part of you. So I personally don't believe that we came into this life to walk this path alone. I personally don't believe that we are just humans who are born and then die. This is just my personal philosophy, but I do believe that we have a soul path, a soul journey. I believe in past lives and future lives, that we're incarnating numerous times, and that our soul is the one consistent theme through all of that. It's the one part of us that's ever changing, that always stays the same, that is reincarnating into different physical experiences. And if you can imagine how many experiences that soul might have had, and feel free to disregard this part if it doesn't resonate with your views and philosophies, but if you can imagine how many lifetimes that soul has lived, how wise that soul is, that is the part of you that's communicating to you through your intuition. And we all have the ability to connect with and experience and receive guidance from that part of ourselves. So I ask you, what does intuition mean to you? How would you describe what it is? Do you believe in intuition? Do you believe that you are intuitive? What does it mean to you to be intuitive? I'd be curious for you to just, you know, and I want you to be curious to just explore what that means to you and how do you describe it? It's a difficult thing to explain. What is your relationship like with your intuition? Do you trust your inner guidance and knowing? When you have a knowing or a sense or a hit of guidance around something, do you trust it or do you often question it? When have been the times that you have been able to trust it, and why were you able to in those moments? So the best way and the easiest way I find to describe intuition is just a knowing. It's just an inner knowing. It's a feeling. It's a gut instinct. It's just a sense about something. It's where something maybe feels off or something feels really right. It's very feeling-based. It's very visceral and it's very in the body. And this is why we've talked about body wisdom and getting in touch with your body and paying attention to your body's sensations and what it's communicating to you, because intuition comes through the body. Reflect on this, what it's felt like to you. I feel like intuition is where a deeper part of you knows. A deeper part of you knows. It knows what to do. It knows what's going to happen. It knows your truth. It knows what decisions to make. It knows what's right for you. It knows where you should be. It knows what you should do. I want you to imagine there is a deeper part of you, a part beyond your logic, your mind, your identity, your human self, a deeper, larger, bigger, more powerful, more wise part of you that knows everything. Imagine living your life with that, almost like that oracle inside of you that you could tune into at any time and ask for support and guidance. And that's why, you know, living intuitively is so comforting and so reassuring. And I don't know where I would be without my intuition, because who else do I ask in those moments where I feel lost and confused and overwhelmed? If I ask a friend or a family member or a partner, I will just get their advice versus hearing and feeling the truth, my own personal truth, tuning into that part of me that knows. intuition can communicate in a lot of different ways. As I said, the body is one of the main ways that I find people experience it. Very much like gut instinct, something may happen in your heart area, like an opening or a closing. You might feel it like a lightness in your body or a contracting in your body. Sometimes you will see images. I often see almost like a photo across the screen of my mind, and I hear words a lot. So one of the key ways my intuition speaks is through me hearing words. I'll just hear, particularly if I'm working with a client or with a friend, I will just hear it like a word. So it might just say surrender, it might say let go, or my client might say something and something in me will like turn on. It's like a light turns on when they say it, and that to me is a sign to pay attention to it. Or they may be talking about something that's going on for them, and I'll just see an image of something. That's my intuition showing me a symbolic representation of what I need to talk to that person about. You know, there are so many different ways it can come in, but usually it's feelings, it's seeing things, it's hearing things. That's the main way that we pick up intuitive messages. So I want you to think about, and this is probably the best and easiest way to think about it, is a past experience you had around this. A time where you felt intuitively guided, where you heard your intuition, where you were actually able. I want you to think about a time where you were able and you did follow that knowing. Think about a time where maybe it defied logic, where you couldn't even explain it. Describe that experience. And think about, how did your intuition communicate to you? Now, you can go into this specific situation, or if you have a good relationship with your intuition already, just think about, in general, do you feel sensations in your body? Do you have an inner knowing? Do you hear words or see images? I want you to start to get clarity around how your intuition communicates, because the more clarity you have, the more easily you can recognize it and say, oh, that's my intuition. And I'm going to talk about this, but I want you to claim the fact that it is your intuition, even if you're not sure if it is. That's how I really started to build the relationship, was I just started acting as though anything I was feeling and sensing, yep, that's my intuition. And the more that I believed in it, the stronger its presence became in my life. So we want to start to really understand it and reflect on and get clarity on how it communicates with you. I also just get you to think about, if you had any doubt or fear around following your intuition, and usually we do. Usually there's a lot of fear and doubt that comes up because, as we've been touching on, it's not the most logical, safe, predictable path. You're usually stepping into unknown. You may be doing something different to what you'd normally do. You may be taking a risk because you feel to, because something in you was pulling you there. So of course it is natural that another part of you is going to say, hey, warning, we don't have any proof or evidence here that this is going to work out. And it's going to start to tell you that you're a bit crazy or reckless or irresponsible, whatever it is. That's almost how you know that it's your intuition, because another part of you was like, you're crazy, what are you doing? So if it seems crazy to you, it's probably your intuition. If it seems risky, if it seems like it has no foundation of proof or evidence as to why it's a good thing to do, it's probably your intuition. So how did you, in this situation, or how have you in past situations, been able to overcome fear or doubt? How did you work through that? And if you can see how you work through that, then you can reapply that approach every time now. And for me, it's really about when that fear and doubt comes in, it's about reminding myself of all the past times that I followed my intuition and it worked out. And sometimes the more you experience this, the more evidence you have to support you every time you want to do it again. And you can remind yourself, remember that time and that time and that time, that it felt risky, that it felt scary, that it felt uncertain. But I did it and it all worked out and it was perfect. So the more you experience that, you want to be reminding yourself of that, and it helps you feel more safe every time you go to take that step forward from your intuition. I'm going to take you into an exercise in a minute, but what I want to talk about here is, from my experience, the key characteristics of intuition and what it looks like to live from this space. So I would say, as I've been mentioning this whole time, we have an inner knowing rather than logical understanding or logical rationale behind it or anything logical, really. You know it's intuition when it's primarily The driving force is just a knowing, a feeling, a sense, with very little practical proof around it. So that's how you know it's intuition. A characteristic of living from your intuition is where you are guided by feeling rather than thinking. Absolutely. Intuition usually doesn't have huge amounts of thinking behind it. I mean, you can bring in the mind and you can be using the mind, but intuition normally just hits you like a feeling, and it can hit you out of nowhere and you can be like, oh, whoa, I just realized I need to do that thing. I need to leave this house. I have to leave this relationship. Oh my God, I just had a realization around something. I just met this person and everything in my body is saying you need to be with them. Whatever it is, it's a feeling over thinking. So usually if you're too much in thinking, even if you feel like you're sort of thinking your way through something intuitive, it's like the mind's taken over. Intuition is really feeling based. The other key characteristic of intuition and intuitive living is it will take you into the unknown 100% of the time. So you usually know it's your mind because you're playing in a place where it feels very safe and predictable, where you can control, where you know what's ahead of you, where it's all very set out. Intuition, you usually know it because it is saying, do this, and you're like, I have no idea where this is taking me, why I'm doing it, how it's going to work out. Huge amounts of unknown around it. That's usually a key characteristic. Another key part of it is surrender. To follow your intuition, you will need to surrender. Because rather than being in control of the process from your mind, you're almost handing over control to that deeper part of you saying, I trust you. I have no idea where you're taking me, but I trust you. And I trust you're going to show me the steps one moment at a time, not in advance. So that's why you have to surrender so much, to be able to say, I am just going to trust so wholeheartedly in this feeling and surrender completely to it and let myself be guided. You have to allow yourself to be guided. You can't try to control manipulate your intuition. Another key characteristic is present moment living. So this is why it's so beautiful. You know, intuition intentionally doesn't give you the whole plan. You're not supposed to know the whole plan. Living from your intuition really asks you to live in the present moment really deeply. You need to. And you need to be very present to pay attention to the signs. You know, when life's trying to bring you a message or show you the next step or this lining up a synchronicity for you, you've got to be present and awake and open and ready. So that's a beautiful characteristic. Usually you'll know if you're off future tripping, you're planning a year in advance, it may not be your intuition. It's probably your mind taking over. Intuition is also about living and working with the divine plan. Again, difference between divine plan and your plan. And your plan will see you controlling and making that happen. When you're following intuition, you know you're being guided as part of a bigger plan, but you don't always know what the bigger plan is. And that's going to be revealed to you step by step. Following your intuition will very often take you out of the norm. It may ask you to break the norms, break out of the mold, do things differently, go a little off on the leading edge, because you're following your inner truth over societal expectations, societal rules, the expectations of other people. That's, you know, when people are living guided by their intuition, they're usually off like totally forging their own trail and maybe really breaking away from the pack and the standard mentality around the way you should do things. They're people who are off just like carving their own destiny, and intuition and intuitive living very often looks like that. It also, I found with intuition, you're making short-term sacrifices for long-term gains. So when you're living from the mind and the ego, it's very much chasing instant gratification. So for example, what's an example of this? I love relationship examples because they're so relevant to my life. Let's say my mind, if it wants connection, it might just go on a date with the guy and be like, oh, he sounds great, cool, I'm just going to be with him because I really want love and attention. And that's the ego sort of maybe latching onto something really quickly because it wants a certain feeling. Intuitive living would be, I might need to say no to 100 men until I'm waiting for my body to say, yes, this is the one, or yes, this is right for you. So you're sacrificing that immediate hit of something. You know, it might be the case with money as well. You might sacrifice that immediate hit of money because you are following a bigger purpose for your life, because you are willing to forego the instant hit of safety, security, money, love, whatever it is, in order to follow where it is you're being guided to as part of the bigger picture. That sometimes means foregoing that short-term satisfaction. And it also means things like, if you want to honor your truth, you might have to forego the short-term satisfaction of making other people happy and getting their love and praise and approval, and instead say, I need to let go of that altogether, and I just have to focus on my truth, even if I miss out along the way on some connections, some love, some attentions and validation. But I know where I'm going. There's very often as well synchronicity. You'll find when you're living intuitively, you will experience much more synchronicity, just like little magical things happening, coincidences, little signs from the universe, little things where you're like, you know, where you're thinking of something and then someone talks about it, or there's a book you want to read and then it suddenly it's on the book, at the bookstore right in front of you, and you're like, whoa. It's like these little magical coincidences that happen. That is a sign you're living in sync with the universe and that you are following your intuition. And that's like life bringing you little mini reflections, being like, yes, yes, you're on the right path, you're on the right track. You know, seeing repeating numbers, seeing angel numbers, things like that. You're co-creating with the universe when you work with your intuition. It's not just you forging ahead on your own plan. You are co-creating. There is, you know, part of it is your job and part of it is the universe's job. There's an action and surrender kind of balance going on. And you will also find when you're living from your intuition, you're kind of in a dance, again, like this co-creation, where I think sometimes when we live from our mind, we're just always like, okay, do, action, 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 go. Intuitive living is like, there's times to act, there's times to pause. There's times to show up, there's times to rest. There's times to forge forward, there's times to pull back. And you are really working in the flow and the cycles of energy going on. And you're flowing with where those energies are asking you to go, rather than you just being like, right, A to B, let's go. You know, life could kind of take you over here and over there. And there are definitely times to pull back and wait for the guidance to drop in and wait for the next step to appear. And you don't know sometimes how long you're going to be waiting for that. All right, so I want you to think about a situation in your life at the moment where you are feeling an intuitive pull or receiving guidance around a situation that you've been hesitating on acting on because you're afraid. Is there a decision to make? Is there something you're feeling pulled to do? Is there something you're wanting to step into? I want you to look at the difference between what your intuition is telling you about the situation and what your mind, your ego. And when I say ego, we're kind of talking about the mind. The ego is sort of the fear-driven part of you. It's the part of you that's very attached to the human identity, to being safe, to being in control, to getting external love, you know, all the stuff we've been talking about through the course. So what is your intuition telling you about this situation, choice, action? Your intuition will have the voice of, it'll be loving and encouraging. It will help you feel supported and guided. It will encourage you. It will help you move forward. It will tell you to be brave. It will help you find trust within. It's loving, encouraging, and supportive and wise. You'll know what your ego mind is telling you, and you'll probably have both voices playing out. One part of you being like, take the step, this is right for you. The other part of you being like, this is crazy. How am I going to afford this? What are people going to think? What am I doing? Your mind and ego mind will be driven by fear and doubt. It will want you to stay safe in your comfort zone, pleasing everyone else, doing what makes sense. And it will fill your mind with a lot of worry and worst case scenario thinking in order to stop you moving forward. So write out what both of those perspectives are telling you. And then make a choice about which one you want to listen to. And that's all you have to do. You just have to choose, which one am I going to give my energy and power to? If you choose your intuition, I want you to work through these two questions. First, you just want to tune in a little bit, take some deep breaths, close your eyes, drop into your body. Imagine you are tuning your awareness down into a deeper part of you, consciously choosing to connect with your intuition, your deeper inner wisdom, that part of you that holds all the answers. And I would do some writing here, and I often start with dear intuition, or you can call it dear soul, dear higher self, dear God, if that resonates with you, whatever it is. What do I need to know? What guidance do you have for me? And just take a breath and just hold your hand over the page and just like start writing as soon as words come to mind. Don't stop and reread it. Just write and write and write and write anything that's coming to mind, anything that you're feeling. Same with this question, dear intuition, what are some steps for me to take? Just write, write, write anything that comes to mind. The best way to do this intuitive-based writing is just to really be breathing and feeling into your body, and the thoughts may come through your mind. But try to not analyze them and be like, oh, is this intuition? Is this my mind? Just write whatever flows. And you'll be amazed what wisdom and guidance can come through for you there. So, to strengthen your relationship with your intuition, and again, I'm calling it a relationship. This is a relationship that you need to build and work on and strengthen. So you are intuitive and your intuition is always there, but if you've been neglecting it and ignoring it for a really long time, it might be kind of hard to hear it. And if your mind has been the dominant force driving your life, then it's going to take a while to like get the intuition to come up to the same level of volume. So it takes practice and commitment and patience to build this relationship. But the more that you do it, the louder it becomes. And the way that I really began with it was I just began really acknowledging and validating anything I would pick up on, any feeling or sense I would have. And I would often make note of it in my journal and be like, my intuition said this to me today. Just almost like pretend that it is your intuition. And the more that you believe in that, and the more that you affirm to yourself, I'm being intuitively guided, I am intuitive, that little thought or insight or image that flashed into my mind, that was my intuition talking to me. That's for me how it really started to strengthen. But I've got 10 ways here that I want to talk about to help you strengthen your relationship with your intuition, which is sort of, I might have touched on some of them, but let's go into them. Number one, believe that you are intuitive and that you are always being guided. Just choose to take that on as a belief. You don't need to tell it to anyone else or prove it to anyone else. I just want you to choose to believe, I am intuitive and I am always being guided. That's a really nice affirmation. I am intuitive and I am always being guided. Number two, the more that you listen to and acknowledge this voice, the stronger it gets. As I said, see if you can just, anything that you're feeling, sensing, picking up on, just start to believe that it is your intuition. And anytime you get that hit, make sure you acknowledge it and journal about any like synchronicity that happened, any weird coincidence, anything magical, any angel numbers that you saw, any feeling you have about something. Just consciously choose to acknowledge its presence. And I don't know if I've mentioned it here, but almost be asking your intuition every day to answer the questions that you have, so that you are consciously saying like, there is a part of me I can connect with and I believe it's there and I'm going to ask it this question. So if you can't decide about something to do, just take a breath and be like, intuition, what should I do here? Tell me, what step should I take? What's the right thing to do here? What should I do? And if you just almost like start making it up that you're asking your intuition and then just trust whatever comes, that's a beautiful way to start building this relationship. Number three, practice using it. Make decisions from your body wisdom, not your head. So when you have opportunities to be making choices, maybe write out, what's my head saying? What's my intuition saying? And consciously choose to follow the intuition in those situations. Number four, create rituals such as meditation, you know, using oracle cards, a morning ritual that allow you the space to tune in and access guidance. So you need space. And sometimes making these little sacred rituals where we have candles and oracle cards and crystals and nice music playing, it just drops us into the energy space of being able to hear and receive and tap into more of a spiritual side of us rather than just our logical mind. So create a ritual each day, maybe where you sit with your intuition and ask questions and tune in and tune in for guidance and see what arises there. And I find using oracle cards and angel cards and tarot cards a beautiful way to strengthen your intuition, because you can be shuffling the cards and you can lay them all out, or you can just shuffle them and just wait and feel for it when it's time to stop. Just feel for what card wants to jump out at you today. So you can use things like oracle cards and tarot cards and angel cards as a way to play with your intuition. Maybe just hover your hand over and see where something in your hand says stop, or you get a feeling to stop, or what card flies out of the deck, and look at the card and see what intuitively you feel about it. It's a great way to play with your intuition. Number 5, notice synchronicities. Notice manifestations, especially fast manifestations. Pay attention to the little signs from the universe that are confirming you're on the right path. Look for those little messages. You can even say, bring me a message today. You know, I want to see a butterfly today, or I want to see a pink flower or whatever it is, a balloon. And you can put out these little things, show me this sign or symbol. And it's amazing actually what will appear when you ask for those signs and symbols. Show me a repeated number today. Number 6, allow for space, slowness, and stillness in your life so you can hear your intuitive nudges. Make sure you are creating time each day, or even just on the weekend, wherever you can, to be in slowness and stillness and space. And that is really going to help you hear your intuition. I find taking yourself on a walk is one of the best ways. When you just get your body moving, you're just chilling and walking and being in nature, it's amazing what starts to drop in. Number 7, be present. Stay really present to your reality. Keep your eyes open and your head up. You know, sometimes you're just walking down the street and you walk past a sign on a window, a shop window, and maybe it's exactly what you need to see. It's about a meetup group where you can meet like-minded people. Maybe it's a job. You know, there are so many opportunities around you every day. Maybe you're walking down the street and you choose to keep your head up today and you make eye contact with someone who's like the exact person you need to meet. Stay present, head up, eyes open, be ready to pick up the information that life is trying to bring you all the time. Number 8, use journaling to have a dialogue with your intuition. Do a Q&A journaling with your inner voice, just with that open-ended question, dear intuition, what do I need to know about this? I like doing that every day, particularly when I'm struggling. What do I need to know about this situation? Why aren't I moving forward here? What's the inner block I need to work through? What are you trying to teach me through this experience? What's the growth opportunity here for me? What do I need to learn? Those types of questions. And your intuition can come through you and help you journal out the answers. Number 9, drop your plan. Be willing to release the plan. Open up to the possibilities of how this plan is going to unfold. Let it be different to what you're expecting. Be open to the divine plan. And number 10, take inspired action. So take a step. So you might get a hit of guidance. I've often done this when I've been applying for houses, so, you know, apartments. But get a hit of guidance that says, go online, look at the apartments. And go online and do it. And then maybe the hit of guidance says, apply for this property, send it out. After that, I let go and I sit back and I receive and I wait. And I wait for the next wave of inspired action. Might be phone that agent now, make a follow-up call. So we're not just like action, 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 action. We are waiting for that sort of hit of inspired action. We tune in every day and we say, what is one step for me to take? And we wait for that little hit of inspired action to come to us. So they are my 10 ways to strengthen your relationship with your intuition. And I encourage you in the workbook here to pick which ones of those you really want to practice working on. Write them out. And I also ask you here, what impact would it have on you if you felt deeply connected to your intuition? If you felt like you were always being guided and supported, if you could tune in for answers and clarity, how would that feel? How would it feel, these 10 ways of living, if you were living that way? And how would it feel to know that there was always something guiding you and everything was happening for a reason, everything was happening perfectly and there was a higher plan and you just had to listen to it and you didn't have to figure anything out. You just had to make the space to hear the guidance that was there. What difference would that make for you? So, where am I up to with time? Let me just have a look. Okay, my final little piece is here. What do I want to talk about? We want to talk about coming into receiving mode. So I've sort of been talking about this the whole way through, but understand that when we're in our mind, we are being in control, trying to figure it out and trying to find the answers. It's almost like a leaning forward energy. I've got to get the answers. I've got to make this happen. I've got to forge forward. I find intuitive living is more like leaning back and being in receiving mode. Anytime you're confused, anytime you don't know what step to take, anytime you feel stuck, anytime you feel overwhelmed, anytime you feel lost, anytime you feel broken, they are your times to not go into how do I figure this out, how do I fix this, what do I do? They are your times to stop and let go and make space and wait for the guidance. Take yourself on a walk, journal through it, do some stretching, play with your oracle cards. It is the opposite of doing. It's receiving, it's allowing, it's trusting, it's letting go, it's making space. And I don't think we can live intuitively unless we're willing to drop into that space as often as we can. You obviously don't live in that space 24/7, but that we need to be making space for that way of connecting with ourselves and feeling. And I even want you to feel the difference in your body, what it feels like to come into receiving mode. So say proactive mode is like, say I'm at my computer and I'm working and my shoulders are forward and I'm thinking and I'm working. Versus if you were just to sit back for a minute, lean right back where you are, open and drop your shoulders, almost even lean back your head maybe. And just how different does that feel between this energy, I'm doing things, I'm making things happen, and just like, I'm just going to let go for a minute and just allow. I'm going to receive. There is a very different energy. And so receiving mode is, you know, like Shavasana in yoga is like the perfect example of that. You are open, surrendered, waiting, receiving. So see if you can practice clicking into that. Anytime you feel confused or stuck or overwhelmed, don't try to go into what do I do? Just click into receiving mode and be like, show me. Show me what's next. Show me what to do. Give me the guidance. Help me find the clarity. And your guidance might just say, have a bath. And you might be like, okay, that doesn't really sound like a proactive step towards my dreams, but okay. And then you're in the bath and you're relaxed and then you have your realization. You never know what your intuition is guiding you to and why. It may not make sense. You might be like, help me figure out what to do about my career. And your intuition says, go out to this party on Friday night. And you're like, that doesn't make any sense. And then you go to the party and perhaps you meet the person that has the job opportunity that you're meant to, you know, meet. This is where you really have to stop thinking in such a linear way, like A leads to B leads to C, and really trust just whatever inner impulse you get, even if it doesn't make sense. That is how we manifest by living in alignment with our intuition. That is how magic unfolds in our lives. We have to allow it. You know, so this intuitive energy is sort of coming into the feminine as well. This receiving energy really does puts you into the feminine. It's about softness. It's about expanding your energy. It's about opening your energy. It's about letting energy flow through you. It's about believing in higher energies that they are guiding you. It's about dropping the need to freaking figure it all out yourself and be in charge and just like let go a little bit. I get to co-create with the universe. I get to co-create with my intuition. I don't have to do this alone anymore. Ah, what a relief. So what helps you tap into that receiving mode energy, that softness, that allowing, that letting go, that openness, more of that flow feeling? Use that anytime. Like I said, you're stuck, you're confused, you're overwhelmed, you're caught in your head, you're trying to forge forward, you're trying to figure something out, you can't find the answer, you don't know what to do. Stop trying to figure it out. Go into receiving mode. Make space, wait, allow, trust, and just wait for the step, the guidance, the clarity to appear. And it may appear in its own time. You just have to be patient. All right, so how do we make intuitive decisions, and how do we tell the difference between the voice of our ego mind and our intuition? We sort of touched on this a little bit, but what I feel with intuitive decisions, and this is like, if you can really get this, and I hope it makes sense to you, I feel like with intuition, you are just simply feeling for the decision that's already been made. It's like the decision's already made. That's what truth feels like. Truth feels like a decision's already made. It's already done. I just know it's done. And now the whole process is simply like you just going through a process of how to follow that decision. It's never that you're, and with an intuitive decision, you always know. It's never that you need to figure it out. It's more so that it's taking time for you to find the feeling of the decision that's already made. Okay, so if you're ever confused, it's because you're up here disconnected from your intuition. Your intuition's down here with the answer. So confusion is not that your intuition doesn't have the answer. It's that you're somewhere over here and you just need to come into receiving mode, slow down, listen, and land on and feel for that decision that's already, it's already done. It's like that's what the knowing is. You're finding that feeling of that place within you where the decision's already made and it's already done. And so the length of time that it takes you to make an intuitive decision or to make a decision from your intuition has nothing to do with how long it takes for your intuition to communicate with you. It's however long it takes you to process all of the ego's fears and concerns and go through all your emotions and go through all your pros and cons before you finally land on the truth. So look, intuition isn't always a walk in the park. It's not like you're just going to have this, oh, excellent, I can't wait to follow this decision. You may feel afraid. You may feel really scared and have a lot of emotion, and it might be really hard, you know, particularly when intuition says let go of something and you're like, what? But I love this thing. And so you will need to be patient with yourself. You may need to take a lot of time to process whatever emotion, fear, or resistance is around following an intuitive decision. I don't want you to judge yourself for however long it takes you. You'll get there eventually. But allow yourself to have your process, whatever your process is around that, and however long it takes you to process that. You know, a friend of mine has come out of his marriage recently, but he knew 18 months ago that marriage was over. He knew it in himself and he said it to me, but it took him 18 months to really go through his big process of being ready to, you know, have the conversations with his wife and feel all the emotions and work through all the repercussions of that. And it was a huge process for him, but deep down when he was really, really honest, he already knew. And that decision was made 18 months ago. And there was no judgment. As my friend supporting him, I said to him, dude, you know the decision's done. Sorry, we call each other dude. I said, you know that decision's done, but you take as long as you need to be ready to follow that decision. Doesn't matter how long it takes you, no judgment. That's just however much emotion you have to process around it, yeah? So on some level, we always already know. I think we do when it comes to intuitive stuff. And so that's kind of the difference between ego and intuition here. You know, ego is very much about fear. It has an agenda behind everything. It's always trying to get something. It's always trying to be in control. It's usually trying to get love, validation, belonging, money, security. That's what sort of drives all its decisions. And the ego will always be able to kind of justify why it's doing something. Oh, I'm doing this because it's going to give me a promotion. I'm doing this because, you know, this will help me climb the corporate ladder. I'm doing this because, you know, this is what everyone else is doing, whatever the reasons are. Intuition kind of can't say that. It's just like, I don't know why I'm doing it. It just feels right. That's how you know it's intuition. There's no justification. There's no story. Either it's just this just doesn't feel right anymore, or this feels like I'm what I'm meant to do. There's not a huge amount of thinking around it. The thinking is just the ego having all its drama around what your soul is telling you to do. But the soul, once you really land on that, it's just like, boom, there's my truth. And then there's no additional thinking or story. It's just like, there it is. You know, and it doesn't need to justify anything. Your intuition doesn't justify or make up reasons or stories. And you'll also, like I said, the ego and mind has its plan. Intuition follows divine plan. So you can ask yourself, am I trying to forge ahead with my plan here, or am I listening and paying attention to the divine plan? All right. So your exercises, your practices for this week. Things I've touched on: believe in your intuition, believe that you are intuitive, validate its presence, acknowledge its presence. Tune in, create a practice out of tuning into your intuition anytime you want clarity, answers. Imagine there is this wise, powerful, amazing, all-knowing part inside of you that you can go to, like your little guru, like your little oracle. You can go in there and ask for support. So consciously choose to tune into that part of you. Create space. If you are feeling confused, muddled, if you can't make a choice, if you don't know what to do, just focus on creating space. Focus on clicking into receiving mode. Relax, allow, go for a walk, have a bath, dance, go to yoga, play with your pets, and just trust that the clarity will come to you in the right time. Practice Q&A journaling. I would encourage you to be journaling with your intuition. Start your journal entry. Dear intuition, dear soul, dear God, dear higher self, ask whatever question you need. What step should I take? What's the lesson here for me? What do I need to know about this? Why isn't this working out for me? Why is this so hard? Where are you trying to guide me to go? Why is this taking so long? I ask those types of questions all the time, and it's amazing if you just close your eyes and breathe and just start writing. It's amazing what can flow out. And so practice living intuitively. Think about what would it look like and feel like to you to be living from your intuition, not your mind. What actions would you be taking? What steps would you be taking? What would you be doing? What choices would you be making? Would your life look different? What would you be letting go of? What would you be doing? Where would you be? What would you be creating and how would you feel? So I want you to think about that. And I really hope this class has helped you get a little bit of clarity around, you know, maybe what energy has been guiding your life, the difference between your mind and your intuition. I hope it's helped you get more clarity on what it means to hear your intuition, feel it, to maybe understand how it's communicating to you, and to really invite it in to be a much more powerful guiding and driving force in your life. And as we're going to talk about in our next class, so that, you know, this is about living in alignment with the divine plan, surrendering, trusting, going into the unknown. And my friends, this is when life becomes magic. These final parts of this course, this is the key to really magical living. Coming into alignment with your intuition, allowing, receiving, flowing, surrendering, trusting, going into the unknown, and letting yourself be led to everything that is truly right for you, even if it's completely different to how you thought life is going to look. Your soul knows what is right for you. Your intuition knows what is right for you. And we've got to trust it. We've got to have the courage to follow it. So I hope today's class has really helped you with that. I look forward to hearing your experiences about this class. Please come into our Facebook group and post and share with me. And next week is our sort of final full class for this course, as I said, about surrendering and trusting and being in the unknown. So we're really at the pointy end of the journey here, but I hope that everything we've done up until this point has deeply served and supported you. And I hope today's class has as well. Sending you lots of love, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.